Central Victoria's Gold Scorpions at Wind of Change. It's a 6:45, time to talk all things fishing. I'm pleased to say that Jeff's joined me online with thanks to Hartley's Hunting and Tackle World, Bendigo. G'day, Jeff. How are you going?
Good morning, Sean. Going really well, thank you.
Beautiful day in Central Victoria.
Yeah, it's going to be a lovely day and a lovely weekend.
Let's start off with English perch. What can you tell me about them?
Yeah, look, English perch were introduced into Australia in the late 1860s, 1870s. And they're commonly called redfin because they've got bright red tail fins and anal fins. So they're very easy to identify from that perspective. Now, they're still very popular in Australia, probably one of the most popular inland freshwater fish because they're so great to eat. They've got beautiful, firm, white, sweet-tasting flesh. Now, these fish, there's one story that they were first introduced around Ballarat and Kirk's Reservoir and then into Lake Wendouree. There's various stories about that. But these fish became very successful, breeding a lot and spreading right through all the southern states of Australia, you know, New South Wales, South Australia, Western Australia. But because they are an introduced species and they're very predatory on other small fish, particularly native fish, they're considered an alien species now. And you're not allowed to stock with them or release them back into the water once you catch them. And a lot of people ask me, you know, why aren't you allowed to stock with them, et cetera, et cetera. And that's the reason, because they are so predatory on all other fish. And in some waters, they breed up to such an extent that you get thousands of undersized fish, which are no good for anybody. But with this current flood, or the flood from late spring last year, and all these lakes filling up, redfin are starting to take off and become very popular once again. As I said, you can take up to about 20 of them, and they freeze very well, so they're a really good eating fish, probably the best freshwater fish to eat.
Onto blue-green algae. Is it a problem at the moment?
Yeah, look, we're starting to see blue-green algae in a number of inland waters. And one of the latest ones to have a bloom and develop algal scums is Tullaroop Reservoir between Ballarat and Maryborough. And it is a popular fishing location. Now, people need to avoid the scums. Don't get it on your hands if you can help it. If you do, just wash it off. You can fish in these locations. It doesn't necessarily affect the fish. But if you catch fish and the fish are healthy, well, take them home. Give them a rinse in good clean water before preparation. Now, when you go to these spots and you're aware that there's blue-green algae in the water, and it's very obvious. It's a pale green scum on top of the water. Don't take your dog with you. Keep your dog well away with it. From it, because it is toxic and can easily kill livestock and pets.
I mentioned it's going to be a beautiful weekend this weekend for some fishing and doing anything outdoors. Where are they biting?
Well, look, mentioning redfin, Warringah Basin between Bendigo and Shepparton is still going really well for some lovely redfin, and a lot of the channels and the irrigation system in between are still producing some nice fish. Lake Wendouree is still fishing very well of an evening. Lake Ettrick or Tulyrook near Lismore, I've just heard the trout are coming on and they're up to about 1 kilo, and you'll catch them on local minnow. Stony Creek Reservoir at Anarchy between Balan and Geelong for nice pan-sized trout on lures and power bait, and they're still catching some Chinook salmon at Bull and Mare Eye down at Camperdown.
That was Jeff talking all things fishing with thanks to Hartley's Hunting and Tackle World, Bendigo. Thanks, Jeff. We'll talk again very soon.
Catch you soon, Sean. Bye.